Akash Baruch Hu is now on a hugger, not where Akash Baruch Hu doesn't want Toif or Kaisor, but that hugger is on hugger of Hester. So anything that comes for Klal Yisrael could only come if it comes for Hester. Because now there's, in the Anhaga of Goli, there is no Makom now for Yeshua, for Nes, for Klal Yisrael. So any Anhaga that its tool or its purveyor is Anhaga of Gilui, it can't make it over there. The only thing that can make it in such a Tkufa is something that's Behesta. So if like it says by the Nevi'im over there, that he hid them and so on, there is a time in Klal Yisrael when the right way to deal is Behesta Gomor, because Behesta Gomor can always be Mastia. Behesta Gomor, Vanoicha Asta Asta means, but at least Hesta B'toch Hesta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ongoing. So there's never an Hag of Hashem Sacheches Loi on a Hesta Sheba Hesta. So in those manim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, when the Anhaga Klolis is Anoicha Asta Asta, then the Anhaga Klolis that can help is only Asta Asta. But also to steer it to Anhaga Klolis. The same way LaMashal during World War II, if they did, and as much as tried to make an open Milchama, let's say, it wouldn't have worked, because that was a proof. The only thing that would work is a very, very quiet and clandestine type of trying to get away. Anything that was begoli, because the hashkoch of begoli was vanoich astas, that there would be no gili of Yad Hashem. So the first thing of why it had to be someone whose hallmark was tznius was because the anhaga was anhaga where it would be only poil with a pchina of hester, and b'meila, someone who can work with that type of framework can possibly win. There's a second, as we'll see it next time. It's a husband that he's my shachmor. But both of them, you know, the husband, he's saying that the reason why Esther could win is because she was a tzanua, and that's why it helped against it. So we explained, because the anhaga was at Begoli at that time, it would be kolkoli nimsa for the malchus hara, there would be no anhaga Begoli that would possibly win. There's a second malach that he's going to say, and we'll see the Mitzvah Hashem Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem. Sunday. Okay, let's be honest. We saw last time he spoke about the Metzias of Haman versus the Metzias of Moshe, let's say. In other words, Haman Vater Minayim, we explained that those in Yonim of the Bria that are Ki'ilu a rotzen to destroy life. Now the teichen, the pnimius of every chelik of the Bria is a rotzen for a kiyam of chiyus. The things want to exist, and everything that is a variation is a variation of what life is. In other words, there's a chelik of ra that chiyus is something gashmius and so on, and there's a chelik of ra and there's a chelik of teich where chiyus is ruchnius. Yoytze min haklal is Haman, that the pshat is he's misnaget the etzem mitzias of chiyus, and that's why the kliach madim, like he says, that it's the etzem of destruction of churban, of rishis. That's what those in yarem are. So now he's going to explain how Esther and Mordechai are kinegedeth. The Esther nirmas, he says, v'losh anoichi haste aster, v'loma kosef shnei hastaris. Why does it say two twice? Hester, Rak, ki Hester rishon shehoyu tachas machas achashverosh mishubarim lei. First of all, there was one Hester that they were mishubar achashverosh, and the second Hester was, he said, that they were mishubar to yoytzim zeh tachas haman. They were mishubar to haman, which is a Hester within a Hester. Lekach achas shekziv v'starti ponei mehem, chozal lichtoiv ke'oid yov al Yisrael shnei hastoris, v'zon v'noichi haste aste lirmoz al shnei hastorim shamara. The kibbutz of a homon hoyekan hester te hester, loy hoyu royu liois hagoyel, rak ester shemera shem al goyel atznius shahoyeboy. Kiatznua nista bultinigla. That's why it had to come out only through Esther, whose mitzias is tznius, but obviously is by oy. I want to explain this nekuda. This is a very important nekuda here that should be explained, and this is going to be really his Briach HaTichon over here that he speaks about. We understand the inyan of Tznius as being a Midah Tova, that something is hidden, you know, it doesn't not look for covet, and so on. That's the way we understand Tznius, and that's the Midah Tova of anything that's a Tznua. There's a deeper Nekuda here, and that's really the Nekuda that he's the tapping over here. There is a Mahalach in the Bria of Zelu Maseh, that Ra and Toiv are going to be equal. And therefore, whatever in the Bria is good has something that's opposite, that's bad. And Haman has to measure up against Moshe, let's say, or whoever it is that he wants over here. And it has to, and that we're not going to find any nafkamina between the two. Fine. So becholzeis, where is there makom to overcome it? If they're exactly equal, where does it overcome the ra? So Ramchal Moshe says that the Ramchal, when he speaks about zelu maseh das tunis, he says the das tunis erchaim, he says there's one difference between toiv and ra that is not zelu maseh. That there is some gvul, there's some point at which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to blow the whistle, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say at the end of 6,000 years, enough ra, and now it's going to be only toiv. That is the difference that he says. Let's explain it a little, let's give it a little bit of a sharper hagdara. In none of the visible kaychis will there be a nafgemina between toiv and ra. It will never be in the area that's in any way visible. It will be there just as the Etzem Ratzon Hashem. So if with the ask a person, the Etzem Ratzon, Lamashal, let's give an example, maybe a little bit of a wild example, but it's still a good mashal. A person goes to, a person like Aleno sees a car accident and a terrible tragedy. You know, see somebody killed, so on and so forth, terrible. A person goes to a magic show. And he sees somebody take a person, put him on a table, sew him into two, and separate into two pieces. Now, the better the magic trick is, the better, the harder it will be to discern that the person is not cut into two. You look at it, it looks like cutting into two, the person can put on screaming and shouting, you can see blood dripping, you can have 1,001 things that you see. And you see it's cutting. You see somebody being cut into two. The only reason why you're dead sure that nobody's been cut into two is because you know that nobody wants to kill somebody else. You know that the rotz of the person is not to kill someone. So despite the fact that mitzad the chitzonis advarim, it looks exactly like somebody's cut, and the better the trick is, the better it's like that. You just know that nobody kills a person that way. Nobody takes a person and just cuts him to two in front of on a stage in front of other people. So the only thing you have to go on is the knowledge that in the very primius there is no, there's an hugger of chiyus, that hugger wants it. Mitzad the zel umazeh is a din in the world. Mitzad the bria, which is the chitzonius of the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no indication of whether of which is adif, the ra or the toiv. This is zelu maseh, and b'meila mitzad the chitzonius advarim, there could be a matziv where you do not know the difference between the two. That is mitzad the chitzonius. Mitzad the pnimius advarim, you know clearly that the Ratzon Hashem is chayim ubacharta b'chayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Re'ah nechalim zefeichem ayoyim, es ha-chayim, es ha-moves, es ha-tev, es ha-ra," and so on and so forth. U-bachata v'chayim. So the re'ei, the mahalach that shayach to re'iyah, is equal. There's nosatif nechem, re'ah nechalim zefeichem ayoyim, es ha-chayim, es ha-moves. Mitzad re'iyah, there's both equal. There is no difference. The mitzad, the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's u-bachata v'chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this, despite the fact that you see them as being equal. Mitzad the re'iyah, mitzad the chutz, you see it equal. There's a tzad that's moishach to this, that's not moishach to this. The only thing in the world that tells you clearly that it wants chiyus is the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the statement of Achar to Bechayim. So b'meila mitzad the Ratzon, it will never, the understanding that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants is Chayim comes only mitzad the pnimiyas habriya and not mitzad chitzonis. So in order to be able to deher the emes, you have to be able to deher the things that are not there, and you have to be able to deher the things that are pnimiyas and are not visible. It's not kilu. People make a mistake. They think that when you find a secret, it's like, you know, capture the flag. It's hidden someplace. Once you dig it up, it's out in the open, and you see it, and you feel it with your hands. So just a question of finding out where it is, and then you have it. When we speak about a hanhaga, hesta of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means that the only part of the hanhaga that has the rutzen to keep the thing going is the pnimius of it. The male like this. A person who's a pnimistic person, Lamashal, when we think of somebody who's an anav, we don't a tsunua. So you think of him as a shy person. He's afraid of the limelight. He's hesitant. He abhors the limelight. We look at it sort of as a kiyum of aleis aseh. The person does not really care for what people think. The person doesn't need the covenant people give him. It's nice, but he doesn't need it. It's like a stopless memua type of thing. That's the way we look at it. Nobody sees a virtue in not eating, but it's just that the person is capable of not eating. It's not that not eating is a pool of eating. That is wrong as far as understanding what the teichon of anava is. I mean, in that case, anava wouldn't be a mida teiva. It would be the lack of gaiva, but anava in itself would not be a mida teiva. The mida teiva, anava means that the person can deher the metzias mitzad the toichen. Some people, l'mashal, take a difference between a person who's very refined and a person who's crass. A person who's crass, and he reads a story, l'mashal, so the story has to yell and scream the point that he's trying to make. Without 1,000 exclamation points, and without 1,000, without sentences as grub as can be about what he wants, he's not going to hear it. A more sophisticated person likes to hear a subtlety when something's written, and you hear it in the flavor of the thing, in little allusions, in little things. That's fakir. It's a much bigger hana than if it's screamed out loud. It's the pshat. You want to hear it as the toichin rather than as the chutz. And that's a big divider between a person who hears it. A person who's a chitzonistic person means that his perception of things lies at the outer level of it. It screams, it yells, it's as graphic and as vivid as can be. That is his way he's comfortable being toy for something. That's one type of tfisa. There's a second type of tfisa with fakir. The person is in tune to what's behind the thing. A little symbolism, a little careless word in the story, or something like that, and the person, fakir, he hears the teich mitzad that, and that's a much more pnimistic person, but he hears it that way. So when we're talking about a person who is an anav, or tsunua, or a nister, then we're talking about the quality of the person that he relates to the bria mitzad, the teich of it, rather than mitzad, the chutz of it. So he says like this, therefore, the kibush of a haman, can hester te hester, since by Haman there was a hester hester, so that means that the hanhoga of toy could not be found on the outside. Tap it, look at it, listen to it, tap it with your hands, you do not find any hanhoga of Chaim and of HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. So it doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu will run away. It means that the chelik of the bria that's toy of Chaim will be found only in the toychen. So the chelek of the person who could be shayach to bring a gula from that place is the person that can relate to it. Just like Lamashal, if I hide something from sight, so a blind person who has a strong sense of touch will find it, because this thing is not visible to sight. So you need the sense of touch to find it, or the sense of listening, or whatever it is that blind man has is sharper. Therefore, here also, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhaga was Hester, Sheba Hester, so the only person that could tap that Anhaga and relate to it is someone that is a Tzenua like Esther. The Dovah says, boy, Lekachi says, he giyat tefilosa gamkein on the koim el yunanista, that over there, the tefillah of hers could also reach. The pshat is, the tefillah of a person can never reach to a place that the person has no musik. We said over once, I saw it, we said over, I think, on a Friday once, I saw it, but Ishbet, I heard it from a Kutna, I never saw it in a Chazal. The Ishbet brings it from a Chazal, I didn't find that Chazal. If there is, the Metzias is, there is no tefillah for Tchias HaMeisim, ever. We're never mispal, even though we believe that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can be Mechaya Meisim. We say it every day in tefillah, Mechaya Meisim after Rav Lashia. But you never mispal for Tchias HaMeisim. Why not? Just like you believe a Kodesh Baruch Hu can heal a person that's sick, you believe that you can make a Tchias to someone that's sick. How do you? The Teretz is because Refuah is part of our world, and we have a Shaykhs to it. Tchias HaMeisim is not part of our Metzias. We have no Shaykhs to it. We can't daven for something we have no Shaykhs. It's like the mashal, if a person is misfalo, a person's tchum of havana reaches up to a certain point. He can understand, he can make a lanes on the Gemara, but not on Taisvis. And he's struggling with make a lanes on Taisvis. So there it's shayach for a person to be misfalo that he should make a lanes on Taisvis also. But let's say I would sit down and be misfalo that I should be like the Vilna Goyen. This is philosophical. It's a philosophical, not because I don't know what I'm davening. I don't have a saga or tefisa in that mahala. It's mufka for me. The place of tefillah for a person is what a masig, but I don't have. So the area of tefillah starts from the point where what I have stops, and what a masig is still there. When my hasaga finishes it, there's no mukka for tefillah anymore. So b'meila, even Kalal Yisrael could not be misfalol. A person who is a chitzainistic person could not be misfalol for Yeshua at that time, because in the visible world there was no mocker for Yeshua. You see the mashal, the gzeira couldn't be misfalol. It couldn't cancel out a chashver gzeira. So within that framework of a world that's begolu, there was no Yeshua, except for Esther. And we'll see later, he speaks about Alayel Sashacha, that what a tefillah was. So her tefillah could also be Shafim Makrim and Nistar. He speaks about it because the Perikov base of Tzech Alayel Sashacha is the tefillah of Esther Malka. Vishom yesh vitl koya chomer. Velachain mashaksiv vanoichi hasta aste. Shemoyer zal hesta ponim. Dova ze atzmi meire kehagoyel min stiras ponim hu Esther. He says here a very sharp shot. When it says Vanoichi Hasta Asta, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when there'll come a time HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be masked himself, so Pashas we learn it means he'll run away. Right? That's all it means. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be here. No, Hasta Asta is an email address. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an address. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be at the place called Hasta Asta. It's a mokum called Hasta Asta. So the remez Esther and Atari Menayin is Vanoche Hasta Asta means that Faker. That is the Metzias of Esther is in that same mokum where there is a Hester of where there's the Hasta of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a certain place. It's a certain mokum. It's a certain tfisa, and Esther shaft that tfisa. Mordechai's remez is also from a mokum Hester, which is Kteiris. Kteiris who nister kashiyadua. Shehoyu maktirim oisi lefnai lefnim b'yom kippur. The only part of Avodah, the only Avodah that was done lefnai lefnim is Kteiris, in Yom Kippur. So that means that Kteiris is shayach to the lefnai lefnim, which is the hasta asta of the mokum hasta asta bria. Who b'shayim oisah shalem, Kteiris is kimon mizbeach b'fnim,
And even Shayef Mois Hashana, they would be Makdim on the Mizbeach Pnim, which is more Pnimis than the Karbonis. Because Hoyu Maktirin al Mizbeach, Hoyu Porshim and Azor Shakhtaris Bechashai. It says that the Kteris should be Bechashai. Kteris was people should not be around when Kteris was Nikta, so they would leave the Azor when Kteris was Nikta. Because the Maisik Kteris is Be'etzim Shayech to Pnim. The Lamashal, another place where it's sort of about Kteris, the Chush HaReach is the most pnimistic of a person's Chushim for two reasons. First of all, First of all the other Chushim are on the surface. Tapping of the hands, seeing the eyes, listening to the ear. The person Ki'ilu is Taifisit on the outside, and certainly the Chush of touch. The Chush of Reach, the person, when a person wants to smell something, he inhales it deeply. He tries to get the full tingle of the Reach is when he inhales it deeply. The Tam, the deeper you swallow it, the less Tam it has. You taste it on, well, it's not here, but I'm sure if the wine you swill on your tongue, on the tip of the tongue, just to get the taste of it. If you swallow it, there's no taste over there. Reach is the opposite. Reach is the pshat. In the pnimius of the nose, the person feels that reach. Besides which, the reach is the chush that is attached to the neshama, to the neshima, which is the pnimius of the person. How do you know the Gemara says in brachas? How do you know you make a brach on reach? Koil neshama talukah afilu dava sherakar neshama nenisba, because reach is something physically. It's the least palpable of all this chushim. So Kteiras is Shaykh to Elam of Reach. It itself was brought Nazar Bechashai. It was brought Lefnai Lefnim. V'chein Omra La Kteiras Yovei Dovash Bechashai Shehu Akteiras V'chapal Dovash Bechashai Lashon Hara. So therefore the Metzias of Kteiras is Meramis to Mordechai. That's why Esther was an appropriate wife for Mordechai, like it says he married her, because in the world of, you know, he was the pnim of Mitzat Peres, and she was the pnim Mitzat Hasta Esther, the Vela, this was a Bas Zugoi. V'advorim is a Elu. Amukim meoid the efshel farshesa, because Hashem Yisrael behest upon him and Hashem Yisbarach roish yagoyel Mordechai v'Esther shemagim b'tfilosim alanista. So when Klai Yisrael was an anhog of Esther upon him, you needed somebody that could relate to it. Umizet tovin kama godol hanes shehoy lehem ki Haman shay mizera amole koychay halov amisa. So Haman was the etam koych of Misa, and to the source of Molek. Vashem is Baruch Hitzor Son of Dei Mordechai Mehom and Rav. Okay. The next piece is better, but new piece. It's not the same. So he says that, meaning that like this, when, and the Chitzonius of the world, when you have someone whose Koyach is Chiyus versus someone whose Koyach is Misa, there is no way to determine who's right and who's wrong. I mean, mitzad the world is elu maser, and each one can yell and bring rayas and put down his foot and so on that he's right. Mitzad the pnimius inyan, that's where ra is wrong. Since there is the etzem aratzon Hashem, so that chelik of the bria only reaches up to a certain point v'zehu. It has no real shayrish. Mitzad chitzoni shebedava, my shita is hina nechaylech lomus. My shita is that churban misa. There is no makom to slug it up head on head. A person who's a nihilist and a person who's a derish chayim is both of them can have an equal shita. The makom where you mafrin between the two is because one is ratzon abayri and one is not ratzon abayri. Let's just see. Olekach nema v'amar b'medrash kol mishenema b'yichoya misukin hayaligula. It says, Chazal said that anybody that says Hoya, the Lashon Hoya by him, means that this is, he was meant to be like that, like from the beginning. Moshe Royetz and Yisroi, so it says, Mitukin Hoya Legula. Ish Yehudi Hoya Shmei Mordechai, Mitukin Hoya Legula. He was ready for Gula. What it means is like this. Mitukin Hoya Legula means, sometimes there's a situation where a person happens to do a good thing. He's a tzaddik and he does a good thing and he's called Kal Yisrael. That it means not that he was mitukin legula, but he rose up to the challenge and he did it. Fine. There is a metzias where this is the type of person needed. Lamashal, when a certain geula yeshua could only happen by a certain person, and this person comes along, for instance, let's say I need a helping hand to schlep something, and Reuven happens to come along, Shimon happens to come along, I come, would you like to help me schlep? They say yes. So the other pshat is I can't say that Reuven and Shimon were the people needed for the job. Any Reuven and Shimon that would have walked in could help me schlep the bench or whatever it is. Let's say I needed somebody to help me open up a lock that's jammed. And it needs a lot of skill. And punk, the person walks in that has that skill. So I say, oh, you were the person cut out for this job. And you came along. Hoya means that, the sukin hoya, the gula means that that person, his metzias, was the metzias appropriate for gula. So in a gula that anybody could do a gula, you just need a big tzaddik who happens to be doing the right thing, right place, right time. See, the word hoya doesn't pass. But since the Maral says that this was a specific type of golus and required a specific type of person, so who was shaykh to the oilam of Hester, so but mele the word hoya mitukin hoya legula means he was the one that was appropriate for gula. Okay, we'll hold it here. Thank you.